こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、英語でホロコーストは起きたのかと Google 検索すると、ホロコーストが実際には起きていない10の理由というページが一番上に表示される問題に関して、先週日曜日ガーディアン紙が批判記事を公開しました。ホロコーストは起きていないと主張しているのは、アラバマ州の KKK のリーダーが創設した stormfront.org という掲示板のスレッドで、ネオナチや白人至上主義のユーザー向けとして知られています。 Google は複数メディアに対して、違法な内容、マルウェア、ウェブマスターガイドラインの違法など極めて限られたケース以外は当社が検索結果からサイトを排除することはありませんと述べ、特に対処する予定がないことを明らかにしました。
If you do a Google search for Did the Holocaust happen? The first result displayed is Top 10 reasons why the Holocaust never happened. Last week Sunday, The Guardian published a critical article on the issue. The people suggesting that the Holocaust never happened are neo-Nazi and white supremacist usersof an online message board run by Alabama-based Stormfront.org, which, incidentally, was founded by a KKK leader. Google does not appear to have any plans to take action, stating the following to the media: We do not remove content from our search results except in very limited cases, such as illegal content, malware, and violations of our webmaster guidelines.
そう、これはすごく意見が真っ二つに分かれているところで、まあ、アメリカの選挙戦でのフェイスブックの対応とかとも通じるところがあるけれども、まあ、これは Google が悪いって言ってる、まあ、ガーディアンとかは、まあ、Google は悪いって言ってるし、
うん、
他のサイトを見ると、いや、これはこのままでいいんだっていう人ももちろんいて、
うん、
まあ、真っ二つだよね。
Where do you stand on this issue?
いや、難しいよね。その
So there's also people on the fence.
yeah. 要は、まあ、ある意味でその Google は検索結果を恣意的には操作しない。その主観によって何かを消したり足したりとかっていうのはしたくない。ことによって自由が守られてる。
Right.
っていうのも確かにそうだし、その一方で Google は広告収入を得ているわけだから、
mm-hmm.
ある程度こう、内容に関して責任があるんじゃないかっていう意見も、なんか図書館に例えてる人がいて、
right.
その要は図書館に行ってホロコーストについて教えてくださいって言った時に、実際起きてないみたいな本ばっかり10冊渡されるみたいなことがあった場合、それは図書館が悪いじゃないかみたいな、
right.
ことを言う人もいるし、
But the library, people don't just show up and put their own books in the library.Right,
yeah.
But they do with Google.
Right.
Right. So Google is just, you know, indexing the available surfing territory on the internet. So I don't think that they should be doing anything about this. Although, if there's some way in which these neo-Nazis or Stormfront.org is gaming their ranking algorithm, then...There may be, good reason to change the algorithm.
そう、それがまあやっぱりガーディアン紙でも問題されていて、結局、まあ、この間 DNA のウェルクっていうサイトで、まあ、すごく問題になったけど、それも結局 SEO ライティングを思いっきりやっていて、すごく事実と違う情報でもランキングの上に来るようになってたっていう。そうするとやっぱり、
But they can't just be really good at SEO, right?Or is that...
Like, they had a team specialized in doing that. I mean, it's a big company.
So. Yeah. I mean, a lot of websites do, though.
Yeah.
But it is weird to think about how much more traffic the top three results get than results 4 and 5, and how much more those get than, you know, like anything on the second page. Anything on the third page of the Google results, basically, you might as well not be there.
So, the...この記事で言われてたのは、ホロコーストは起きたのかっていうこと以外でも、例えば Are Jews evil? っていう質問、ユダヤ人は邪悪なのかっていうのを打つと、 それが確かにそうだっていう記事がバーッと出てくるわけよ。なんかユダヤ人が世界中で嫌われているのはなぜかみたい な, なんかもう嫌われてるとか邪悪だっていう前提で書かれたものが全部埋め尽くされて出てくる。
Well, people generally don't make websites exclaiming or talking about how Jews aren't evil.
Right.
You know?
そうだから多分問題はそのもともとヘイトを持ってる人とか、
mm-hmm.
その歴史修正主義みたいな人が Google に行くとその信念がより強固なものになっていくっていう、それは、まあ、どっちのサイドでも同じことだと思うんだけど、結局はだからそれは今回アメリカの選挙でもずっと言われてることで、こう偏ってる人はネット見ることによってどんどん偏っていく、そこしか見ないから、で Google は一番下に関連記事、関連候補みたいのが出るじゃん。そこにだからこのホロコーストのこととかを入れるともっとなんかそれを強化するようなサジェスチョンをしてくるわけよ、Google が。だからそのどちらのサイドの話も聞いてねっていう感じではなく、どんどんなかったこ、なかった方になかった方にみたいに流されちゃうっていう。
It's creating this weird, it's been called a, I think McKenna would use the term balkanization of epistemology.Where the way in which each of us acquires our information and understanding about the world gets split off into these self-reinforcing, sort of self-fulfilling threads where you hit one thing and it'll kind of lead you down this path. And then your questions are all something that they're just questions waiting to be affirmed all the time.
Right.
You know, you type in something, something, flat earth, true.Into Google, and everyone who wants you to believe the flat earth theory is true is waiting, ready there. And everyone who doesn't believe in flat earth doesn't give a shit about flat earth. So,
yeah.
It's a real dynamic, and the liquidity of our information on the internet and the rate at which it's being transmitted everywhere is just sort of amplifying these weirdメームプレクス、these little idea things。
まあ日本でもこうネトウヨみたいに言われる、思いっきり右翼に偏ってるみたいなのも、結局それに関連するワードを検索すればするほど、まあそれが全部正しいって言ってる人の意見ばっかりが出てくるから、やっぱりみんなそう言ってるみたいな風に思うのはまあ当然といえば当然で、この stormfront.org っていう掲示板を私は存在も知らなかったから見たことなかったんだけど、見たら。なんかでもいられなかった、なんか頭おかしくなりそうになっちゃうもん。あのすごい
Were you getting sucked into their
No, just
their narrative?
なんて言うんだろうね、私が知ってる現実とは乖離しすぎていて、彼らの現実。
What was the first thing you saw in there? Like what?
なんかその黒人の人に対する差別みたいので、なんかなんだっけな、 crazy things that we call black people みたいな、なんか folks とか African American とか、なんかそれがダメだみたいなナレティブでみんながすごい怒ってるんだけど、全然なんだろう、共感のかけらもないっていうか、なんかその発想自体がわからないから私には。
What should we call black people aside from black people?
Well, I mean, they were calling them with like N-word and stuff like that, I guess. So, なんか違う世界違う世界の人たちがでも大量にいるように見えるわけじゃない、やっぱり掲示板とか見てるとさ。
It's weird to think for so many people that's such a core part of their identity.It's very, very personal. It's not even like a position on abortion or something. It's deeper than that, it seems like.
このホロコーストのスレッドもね、あの、いや、ホロコーストなんてのは実際には起きてないんだみたいな。で、その理由はこうこうこうみたいな。並べてるところに、まあみんなが、やっぱそうだよねみたいな。Good job, brother! みたいな感じで、まあ褒めたたえていて、そのうち一人だけね、なんか、 いや、うちの祖父は実際戦争に行ったけど、ホロコースト本当にあったんだよみたいな言うと、まあ、みんながヌーブとかなんかあのトロールとか言って、まあ、彼のことをケチョンケチョンに言うみたいな。
There's people that say that Sandy Hook was not real. It was a false flag. Remember Sandy Hook? Or like the high school, the, like the Aurora shootings, like a lot of these shooting events. There are a lot of conspiracy theorists that are saying that they're not real. They're false flags. They're staged shootings in an effort to, what is it? Undermine...the Second Amendment and our right to bear arms and stuff like that.
Wow.
So they think that the government plans these things in order to produce political leverage to pass legislation to either reverse or undermine
だからまあそういうのを見てると結局例えば Google がまあ批判を受けて例えばこのページを検索から削除するとするじゃない、
mm-hmm.
そしたらそれはそれで多分ホロコーストは嘘だって言ってる人たちはそれをまた利用して Google に検閲されてるみたいなことでより信念がさらに強固になるわけで、なんかすごいよね、面白いこの現象。
You know, if Google removed them from the results, then unfortunately I think a lot of reasonable people would be forced to take their sideand defend their right to express themselves. We can't have, you know, someone like Google dictating which ideas people should come in contact with or shouldn't, you know. That's a really scary kind of, you don't want to set that kind of precedent where the government or a major corporate body who like Google, where everyone gets their information through them, is being manipulated.Right.
そうでもすごいよねこの Google も、まあ、一企業なわけで別に政府じゃないし、その Google が背負わされている、でユーザーは別にお金払って使っているわけでもないのに、この Google が背負わされている社会的責任みたいな、まあ、広告費を得てるからっていうので仕方ないんだけど、それを考えずそれはそれでなんか不思議だよね。
Well, it's really important. I mean, we talk aboutYou think about utilities as your water, your electricity. But your Google search is probably one of the most important sort of utility type things that you use on a daily basis.
そうね。まあ、使う頻度とかからしてもね。
Right.
だって、
You don't want your water to be contaminated, and neither do you want your Google's internet searching to be contaminated either.
まあ、むしろ水道使うより多いからね、Google 使う方が。頻度としては。
Yeah, I guess so. Do you think these people, or people that get off on these weird strings, these weird ideas, the Holocaust never happened, the moon landings were fake, Bigfoot is real, and all of this, the aliens are making deals with the government. Do you think they're bad people? Some of these people.I have a really hard time thinking, even the people that deny the Holocaust, I have a hard time thinking that they're bad people. I think that they just, their minds encountered a certain message and was unable to defend itself. And they fell into this crazy thing.
なんかあの英語で便利な表現だといつも思うのは、they don't know better. それは日本語で訳せないんだけど、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、日本語だと。
They didn't know better and it is what it is.
そう。
Translate that one.
そう、それは日本語にできないんだけど、まあ、もう、そういうふうに思っちゃうしかない人がいる。だからそれは知性の問題なのか、個人的な体験なのか、まあいろいろあるんだけど、だからそれが悪っていうわけじゃなくて They just don't know better.
Yeah, but it's another way of saying that, you know, we're sort of a product of our environment and,
yeah.
and it certainly de-emphasizes personal responsibility. Right?、
うん、そうね。いやでもこのサイトね、ちょっと5分以上はいられない感じだった。次。 LSE が先進国に住む20万人を対象に行った調査で、給料が2倍になることよりもパートナーがいることや健康でいることの方が幸福度を上昇させていることが分かりました。被験者に究極に不満を1とし、究極に満足を10として、幸福度の内訳となる様々な要因について評価させました。その結果、幸福度にポジティブな影響を与えるトップ3は、パートナーの有無、身体的健康、精神的健康で、いずれも経済的なものではありませんでした。幸福度が最も低いグループの人々の理由も、経済的なものではなく、うつ病や不安障害など精神的健康を害していることが原因でした。
The London School of Economics conducted a survey of 200,000 people living in developed nations and found that having a partner and being in good health contributed more to their happiness than a doubling of their income. The subjects were asked to consider things that affect their happiness on a scale from 1 to 10. The top three factors for happiness were found to be having a partner, good physical health,and being in good mental health. Money was not in the top three factors. Among the group of people who were least happy, finances were not a leading factor, but rather depression, anxiety disorder, and mental health were. Kami kami.
So, これ実は幸福度に関する調査っていうよりかは、今後政策を作る際にどこにフォーカスした方がいいのかっていう。ものを探るための調査なんだけれども、要は政策ってやっぱり貧困とか雇用ばかりにこれまではフォーカスしてきて、もちろんそれは重要なんだけど、こう依存症とか DV メンタルヘルスみたいなところがやっぱり国民の幸福度を左右するから、そっちにももうちょっとリソースなり注意を向けた方がいいんでないんですかっていう話。
But what are the causes of depressionanxiety disorder and mental health, you know.
まあそれは人によるよね。
I think those are largely systemic in developed societies. It's a cliche that people in wealthier countries are less happy than elsewhere in the world. So.
そうね。まあだから働きすぎとか、まあ、私は働きすぎでなったけど、でも確かに。いやそのこれ数値的に分析しても、まあ、うつ病とか不安障害があるっていうのが一番幸福度を阻害する要因になってるんだけど、他のいろんな要因と比べても、まあ、確かにそのうつ病の時に幸福度なんてないわけじゃん。そのどんな環境にいるかはもう正直関係なくて、もはや、その病気であること自体がもう幸福度を得ることをもう妨害してくるから。
But it's kind of, I mean, it's tautological at that point. I mean, you can't be depressed and be happy, right? That's just the nature of the condition.
Right, right, right. そう。だからまあでも確かに政策っていう意味では、こう国民の幸福度っていうことよりも、なんか国民の幸福度のためにじゃあ経済的成長とか。GDP がどうみたいなことをすごい最優先にしてきたと思いきや、まあ実際そういうわけでもないよねっていうことをまあ浮き彫りにしたかったと思う。
Well, I think it's important if we really want to try to do something on a large scale, is to identify a sort of general cause of anxiety and mental health problems in our society. What is thisSystemic cause.
まあ働きすぎでしょうね。そないだから日本もうつ病とかやっぱり過労死とかもそうだし、まあ寝てない。
It's working less is like not that simple in this society. It's very difficult to do, surprisingly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to work
less. まああとそのサポートシステムの欠落とか、まあそれに関連して一般的な病気に対する認知。がやっぱりかなり追いついてない感じはするよね。だからまあ大体パターンがあるのはその友達とか見ててもそうだし自分もそうだけど、自分が病気になった時に真っ先にこう思うのは病気を治さなくちゃっていうことよりも早く仕事に戻らなくちゃみたいな。
Right.
で、それをなんか自分はそう思うの止められないし、周りもあそういうもんだねみたいな、早く戻れるといいねみたいな
Well, it's just, I think it's very difficult to know what to do about your own condition at that time. It's kind of inactionable.
そうそうそう。
Like,
そうだね。
what are you going to do?
なんか、なんかこう一般的な知識としてもうちょっと、なんか認知が広がってるとこんなに自殺率が高いみたいなことはもうちょっと防げそうな感じはするよね。
It's weird how if you just look at happiness levels between developed countries and relatively undeveloped countries, it kind of feels like we got screwed, right? It kind of feels like you get screwed over in the developed country. Mm. It's like, yeah, you get to have stuff and yeah, you have a job, but you don't have time and you don't have freedom. What are you really getting? How is this really, I mean, is this really working out for the better?
Mm.
Yeah, if you just evaluate your situation based on how you're perceived, your social status, then it's easy to operate under this illusion that things are moving up.
Right.
But really, you might be getting...
そういう意味では日本はすごくわかりやすいよね。だから、こうみんながすごく真面目に働いて、まあ、一個の会社に何十年とかこう従順に尽くして、で、まあ、サービス残業もし、
That term is weird.
そう、就活もちゃんとやって、
Unpaid overtime is called サービス
残
業。 Get out of here.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
だからこう、まあ、今でこそちょっと上がってきちゃってるけど、貧富の差がこれまではそこまで他の国に比べると少ないし、みんながこうミドルクラスって言われてる時期が結構あって、でもすごい人数が自殺したりとかうつ病の人がいるっていう、そのどっちがいいのか、なんかその片方を求めすぎて、
well,
個人の幸福とかが
お
ろそかになっちゃったみたいな。
The thing thatI think the suicide rate stands out a lot because it means that people feel cornered, you know, people feel like they don't have choices. People feel like they can't reverse their way out of this, you know, cultural little trap they've gotten themselves snagged into, right? Because if you felt like, oh no, everything is falling apart, I can just sort of back out,you know, I'm not completely broke or whatever, but instead there's this illusion that no, your status is ruined, no, you know, you're not going to be able to, they're not going to invite you to the whatever dinner parties or whatever, and all of a sudden you had, you know, end it all.
そうだね。
There should be a lot more leniency in this society and others as well for people to just, you know, I just want to chill out. This has kind of gotten a little bit crazy. I don't want to lose my mind and kill myself. So let me just kind of back away from some
of this stuff. 周りのサポートシステムだよね。なんかうちの近くの保健所ではこう、うつ病になった人の家族向けのセミナーとか一応やってるんだけど、そういうの結構大事だと思うし、なんかそれで思い出したけど、フィンランドかどっかは、なんかその教育が進んでるところでは、いじめに関してそのいじめ子に対していじめちゃダメですよっていうのはもちろんなんだけど、それよりもいじめを目撃した時に実際何をすればいいのかっていうのをすごく熱心に教えてるみたいな。それによって、なんかいじめる子はもういじめるから、もうそれはもう壊滅させるのは無理っていう前提で、実際起きた時に周りが具体的に何をするかのアクションについて子供に教えておくみたいな。で、確かになんかこうダメですよとかさ言ってもね、なんかとか見てるだけじゃダメよとかだけだとあんまり具体的じゃないから、どうしたらいいかわかんない、で結局何もできないみたいな。
Yeah, how is this sense of social responsibility established in young kids? How do you think that's established here?
ね。
I don't think it really is.
うん。日本も。
It's almost like it's the group's. It's always the group's responsibility, and then, you know. Typically, that leads to inaction or a lack of a sense of responsibility in the individual. But I think the message that they're pushing in some of these places is like, oh, you should stand up and help this person.
そうそう。
Or you should speak out and stop this bully.
なんか周りの人が止められるんだよっていうことを子供に信じさせること。
Mm-hmm.
なんかいや無理でしょって思っちゃうのがまあナチュラルなリアクションだとしたら、mm-hmm. いやそんなことはないんだよっていうのをまあ小さいうちから言っていくっていう。
Mm-hmm.
ソリューション。次、他人に性的な感情を抱かないアセクシュアリティについて、カナダ・ブリティッシュコロンビア大学が351人のアセクシュアルの人々を対象に行った調査で、4分の3の男性と半数の女性が性的な妄想をしたりマスターベーションを行っていることが分かりました。これまで性的な妄想というのは自分が実際に行いたい欲望に沿ったものと捉えられてきましたが、生理学上の性欲を処理するための利便的ツールとして利用する場合には、必ずしもそうではないことになります。アセクシュアルの人々の性的な妄想の中では、しばしば第三者的な傍観者の立ち位置で自分は参加していませんでした。論文ではアセクシュアリティについて、欲望の対象が現実に存在しないケースや社会的に抑圧された結果のケース、また性欲と自己が切り離されているケースなどさらに研究を進める必要があるとしています。
In a study on asexuality, which is when people do not feel sexual desires for other people, conducted by Canada's British Columbia University, they found that among 351 subjects surveyed, three-fourths of men and one-half of women still have sexual fantasies and masturbate. Until now, it has been thought that sexual fantasies represent your own individual desires, but it may be that the body is simply producing these sexual fantasies to process physiological impulses. Often, when an asexual person has a sexual fantasy, they are witnessing it in the third person. In other words, they are not participating.In the paper, the researchers suggest that further research on different cases, such as when the subject or sexual fantasy does not exist, cases where it is a result of societal oppression, and cases where people may be disassociated from their own sexuality.
そう、まあここ近年、人間にもいろんな種類があって、すごく多様性があるっていうのは分かってきてるんだけれども、mm-hmm. まあ残念なことに長年の間まあ、男女間の恋愛みたいなものが普通とされてきて、その他のことに関してまあ無視されてきたために、このアセクシュアリティについてもまあ正直科学的に分かってないことがすごく多いっていうことで、まあこの研究があったんだけど、あのこの性的な妄想っていうことについて、性的他人に性的欲望を覚える男女、私とかマイケルみたいな、
mm.
の場合は性的妄想をしたことないっていうのはほとんど 0% なんだって、
mm.
ただアセクシュアリティの人に関しては男性の 20%、 女性の 35% がそもそもそういう妄想をしたことがない、
mm.
から、まあ、そこでは結構差があるんだけど、まあ、ただ、
right.
一部の人、こういう半数の女性と4分の3の男性に関しては同じようにマスターベーションしたり性的な妄想してるっていうのはちょっとびっくりっていう、
And does this vary based on what those, which, what kind of case each individual one may be? For example, the subject not existing or a result of societal oppression, like a disassociation from your own sexuality would probably produce a different result than societal oppression.
そのブレイクダウンは見なかったけど、そのブレイクダウンしてるのかどうかわかんないけど、今回その被験者をそういうふうにカテゴライズしてるかどうかわかんないんだけど、その欲望の対象が現実に存在しないケースっていうので、実際に被験者の人のクオートがあったのは まさに BL って呼ばれるボーイズラブ、
hmm.
だからその被験者は女の子で、その男性同士の ロマンチックなこととか性的なこととかを想像すると、あの、まあ、性的に興奮したりとかそれ楽しい、hmm. だけど別に自分はそこに参加したくない。
That's such a bizarre one.
あともう一人の30代の女性が言ってたのは、自分のパートナーがいたとして、その相手を性的に興奮させること自体はすごい楽しい、
うん、
けど自分は一緒になって参加したくない。別に自分はその彼に対して性的な興奮があるわけではないっていう、
うん、
intimacy っていう意味では、その相手のセクシュアリティをプロヴォークすることはやりたいっていう。
People are so complicatedSo much going on. And I think that I might be wrong, but people can become asexual later in life, right? And kind of move between these. I mean, this is what where the fluid term comes from, but someone is not necessarily born their sexuality, but their sexuality can either be.I don't know, epigenetic or psychologically based. Or...
まあ、ホモセクシュアリティとかもね、その途中からなるっていうか途中から気づくみたいなこととかもあるじゃん。Mm. 例えばずっとストレートだと思ったけど実はバイセクシュアルだったとか、まあ、ずっと、mm. 何そうそうそう、だからストレートと思ったらゲイだったとか、逆にゲイだと思ったけどバイセクシュアルだったとか。
Mm.And then people who become straight, too, right? Mm. Gay people who become straight later in life,
become,
too.
Become, yeah. Yeah. I guess so.
Right? That exists, too, right?
Yeah. I think I'm kind of like... Well, I realized that I could be bisexual after I grew up.
Yeah.
But then when I look back...I totally had those tendencies、
hmm.
みたいな。だからそのドットがつながってなかっただけで。
So for you it was just an awareness thing、
yeah.
and not、necessarily like a developmental thing.
Yeah, it was, I think it was just an awareness thing that was not、connected to the term bisexuality because of、hmm. my cultural environment.Yeah. Hmm. そう、アセクシュアルの人は実際に周りで私が知ってる限りはこうそのことについて本人と話したことがないから、
hmm.
なんかどういう感じなのか。
I just remember like、when I was living in Asagaya, that guy, that there was like some 20 early 20s guy
Yeah.
Who said he was asexual, that had his penis surgically removed、
ah.
and then served it.
He was like, he asexual?
He like fried it up, yeah.
I thought he was like transgender, no?
No. He、oh, said、okay. he was just, he didn't need it.
Oh, okay.
He was just like, I'm totally asexual. So,、
まあ、それは
so he cut it off and he cooked it and then he served it in、yeah. some place、ま
あ、
in Osaka.
それは結構究極のあれだと思うけどね。
But like just that, for for anyone who's a guy, that just the action that he took, you know,
yeah,
to remove it,
yeah,
is like so impossible to understand. And like,
まあ、
it's like, yeah, you're asexual, but dude, just it's fine.
Yeah.まあ結構アドベンチャラスな人だったんだろう。
But just by having it, it like was conflicting with his identity or something, you know? Just、うん、it being there,、
うん、
I guess. But I mean, we're probably going to end up being asexual. Not us, but human beings will probably be asexual in the future, right?
あ、え？どういうこと？あの、reproduce しなくて、自分で reproduce しなくてよくなったらってこと？
Yeah, well, that's happening as well. But I think that with genetic engineering and whatnot, the division between male and female is going to continue to blur, and it's going to become meaningless, you know, 100 years from now or 200 years from now, I think.
どうかね。なんか結局その惹かれ合うのって遺伝子情報を欲してる相手が好きになるわけじゃん。
Mm.
それを今別にお金も何もかけずに遺伝子検査もせずに自然に無料でできてるわけだからさ。
Mm.
それがまあ一番手っ取り早いといえば手っ取り早いけどね。
Well, it fails a lot of the time. Evolution is still happening. Not everyone is performing the ideal mating interactions. It fails just as often as it succeeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we're getting very close to Gattaca. CRISPR is functioning just fine, and China and other countries are, I mean, we're right there. It's not unreasonable at all to think.
ネット見てたらセクシュアルの人が説明してたのは結局マイケルみたいなストレートな人が他の男性に性的な欲求を覚えないのと同じ。それがどっちもの性に適用されてるっていうことって言ってた。その人は。私みたいな、だからバイセクシュアルの真逆ってことだよね。
Right.
どっちでも行けるのとどっちも行きたくないのと。
Yeah, it's such a big part of life. You know, this weird thing where you're just going along and you don't have a girlfriend or whatever. And
yeah, でも恋愛感情がある場合もあるんだよ。It's just sexual stuff.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, there a lot of, I mean, it depends on the relationship, but oftentimes the sexual part of it is like 80% of the the whole thing, right?
Well, that 80% is coming from your own experience and how you are and how your girls are, right? So,
well, maybe, I mean, it depends on the specific.
For a lot of people, it's like,
yeah,
it could be 5%. I mean, there are a lot of sexless people, even if they're not right. Asexual. So
you're saying, I mean, the difference between a friendship and being in a relationship with someone, you can be completely asexual, but you can still have feelings of love and passionate feelings of love without them being sexual whatsoever, I guess.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, basically that's what the definition says. I mean, of course, I've... まあ実際にインタビューしたわけじゃないからわかんないけど、読む限りはそういう理解。だ実際私そうなんですけどっていう人いたらぜひ話を聞きたいよね。誰かいたら連絡ください。
次。In research published in Astrophysical Journal Letters, researchers from Harvard University suggest that the reason our planet has historically experienced a cataclysmic cometary impact just about every 35 million years is because our solar system periodically passes through a thin disk of dense dark matter. The Earth moves up and down across a plane of the Milky Way, the plane of the Milky Way galaxy, which the researchers speculate contains a thin disk of dark matter with powerful gravitational forces capable of disrupting comets in the Oort cloud, causing some of them to be redirected towards the inner solar system. The model produced by the researchers accurately predicts the date of the Chicxulub impact, which wiped out the dinosaurs 66 million years ago, as well as others. We are currently passing through this supposed disk of dark matter as the sun is in the process of crossing the galactic plane.
Astrophysical Journal Letters に掲載されたハーバード大学の研究で、地球が3500万年ごとに彗星と衝突し、大変動を繰り返してきた理由として、私たちの太陽系が定期的に薄い円盤状の密度の高いダークマターの中を通り抜けているからであるという提案が発表されました。地球は天の川銀河の中を上下していますが、その中にダークマターの円盤があり、その強力な重力によって オールトウンの彗星が太陽系の中に引き寄せられているというのが今回の仮説です。チームが作成したモデルでは6600万年前に恐竜が絶滅した原因といわれる地殻ルーブ衝突をはじめ、さまざまな衝突が起きた日付を正確に予測することに成功しました。太陽は今銀河面を渡っているところで、つまり私たちはまさに現在そのダークマターの円盤の中をくぐり抜けているところです。え、大丈夫？大丈夫？え、そのダークマターの円盤をくぐり抜けるのが3500万年ごとっていうわけじゃないんだ。
Well, it's a thin disk and we pass through it every 35 million years.
And that's now.
And they think that we're in the galactic plane right now. So we think that we're passing through the same thing.
え、やばいじゃん。
Because, and so it is 35 million years about since the...
え、
I think there has been one in between the Chicxulub and now.
え、これを発見したたまたま今まさにそれが起きてるってこと？
Well, I don't think that they haven't modeled this and gotten the timing zeroed in on this dark matter disk thing. Because it was actually quite tricky for them to model this stuff out, because you have to consider the movement of the arms of the galaxy separate from the galaxy itself, and it involves understanding the position of the Earth. So the Earth kind of bobs up and down inside the galaxy as it's moving, right? And as it bobs up and down, it moves through this little, the plane of the galactic plane, which also contains this dark matter thing.
え、こんな風に動くの？
Mm-hmm. And we're like kind of on the outside, inside one of the arms of the Milky Way galaxy. And that's kind of, I mean, it's rotating around this supposedly supermassive black holes and stuff in the center of the galaxy, so...
こういうふうに回転しながらこうなってるってこと？
It depends. Yeah.
I mean, こうとか言っても聞いてる人見えないけど、ごめんね。
Yeah, so the sun is flying through space like this. And we're actually going around it like this. This way.
縦にね。こう回転して。
Mm-hmm.
で、その、え、上下はいつ起きてんの？あ、こういうことか。
The whole thing is going up and down. There's a lot of stuff moving around. It's hard to... That's why it's hard to model it.
あ、全体的に？太陽系全体で上下してんの？
The entire solar system is bobbing up and down through the galactic plane.
え、何それ？みんな知ってること？私だけ知らなかったの。
Well, most people don't know anything about space. But yeah, so around our solar system is this Oort cloud thing. We've talked about it before, but basically there's, you know, millions of comets and debris out there in this huge cloud around our solar system. And so as the sun bobs through this dark matter plane, what we do know is the gravity is there. Whether or not the dark matter or whatever it is actually is there, we don't know. But something producing gravity along that plane with these effects does appear to be there.
Okay.
So that's what is kind of, it disturbs that cloud of comets, and inevitably, just statistically speaking, a few of them are going to be sent into the inner solar system, and then one of those...
え、その通り抜けるまでにどれぐらい時間かかるの？
I don't know. I don't have enough information to make a guess about that. But it's going to be on the order of. It's probably more than a million years. It's probably millions of years to pass through it. I think. I mean, I really don't know.
あ、そんなスパンの話か。
But I don't think it's in the span of like hundreds of years. I think the Earth remains in that dangerous period. I mean, you would have to look at the spacing of the extinction events and how much do they stray from the average, right?
なんだ、もっとなんか今みたいなことかと思った。なんか今年みたいな。
Well, if you look at the extinction events, they're not all exactly 35 million years ago, right?
あ、はい、
so it can occur anywhere within that the transition across the galactic plane.
そこそこ。まあ、それを聞くと、
so there's going to be variation of a few million years.
ああ、そっか。それを聞くと、この最後の一文がホラーではない感じになるけど、
well,
それを分かんないで、
just,
これだけ聞いたらもう今すぐにでも死ぬんじゃないかみたいなさ。
But it could totally happen, and if it happens, it doesn't matter what the odds were if it happens. If the meteor shows up, it's like,
そうね、今から5分後の可能性もあるから。
You know, at what risk level is it like?You ignore it. You can't ignore it because it'll wipe out everything on Earth. If there's even a 1% chance, then you should have your ears perked because this will wipe out everything and it's, you have to start over. This professor or Dr. Joseph Knuth, who works at the Goddard Space Flight Center, went to like this conference or meeting or something in California. He was saying like,I mean, he works for NASA and he works on this stuff and he was saying, we're not ready. We're not ready. And we just saw a massive meteor a few years ago almost hit Mars and we didn't detect it until 2 months in advance.
Hmm.
Well, if we had 2 months notice to stop a meteor that was going to hit Earth, we wouldn't be able to do anything about it, is basically what he was saying.
Hmm.
And he, you know, he understands asteroids and he works for NASA andHe knows what their capabilities are, so it makes sense to, you know, believe him when he says this, that we're not ready.
Mm.
That sometimes you may only have a month notice.
しかも2ヶ月とか超微妙なんだけど、あと2ヶ月ですって言われてさ、なんかどうするそしたら。
Can you imagine? Everyone scrambles, they throw all these resources together and they build the rocket that's going to go stop this meteor, right?
Yeah.
And they have, you know, Bruce Willis is in there, Elon Musk is in there.You know, Donald Trump is whoever needs to be sent to stop this meteor.
And then Donald Trump も今忙しすぎるもんね。Kanye West と会ったりさ。
Yeah, but so if the rocket fails, then it's over, right?
Mm.
So what Joseph Knuth has been basically demanding that we do is that we prepare an anti-asteroid.Rocket, and we have it ready at all times, and preferably we would want two of those.
そういうものが今ないってこと?
No, we don't have one.
Oh.
We have so many nuclear silos across the world storing massive nuclear warheads, ready to blow up other human beings. We have like thousands of these.
お互いに向かってさ。爆弾投げてる場合じゃないよね。
Yeah, so,
外に投げないと。
So right. So one of the last things that we say we would ever do is detonate a nuclear bomb and kill shitloads of people, right? We all are saying that we're not going to do that. Yet, we keep ourselves ready to do this hundreds of times over at all times, right?
確かに。
But nobody on Earth is opposed to stopping an asteroid from obliterating...The planet, except for that one group. But
そういう映画散々作ってるのにね。
Yeah, and we don't even.
そういう危機があるっていうことは。
We don't even have.
周知されてるのにね。
We don't even have one rocket.
そっか。
To divert an asteroid.
二ヶ月とかやだな。なんかなんだっけ、メランコリアっていう映画見た？
Hmm.
結構前だけど。
I don't remember.
それまさになんかだんだん他のあれは惑星だったと思うんだけど。惑星がもう地球にぶつかる、
hmm.
そしたらもう全人類が滅びますみたいな、hmm. でその惑星がこう近づいてきてるのが毎日毎日こう見えるわけよ。だから月みたいな感じ、hmm. どんどん近くなって大きくなってて、でその中でみんな普通にっていうか、まあ暮らさなきゃいけないわけじゃん、最後の日まで、
huh.
っていう不思議な絵、
うん、税金払って、
そう、うん、税金払って
年金払って
そうだね。いや、税金はもう払わなくていいよ。
I doubt it.
あの、確定申告とかもうやってる場合じゃないよね。
次。According to a study by the Royal Holloway University and published in Nature Communications, viruses may have evolved to have less severe effects and lower fatality rates for women than for men. in order to facilitate potential transmission from mother to child. The study highlighted the human T-cell lymphotropic virus type 1, which is a virus common in Japan that is up to 3.5 times more likely to cause leukemia in men than in women. The same virus exists in the Caribbean, but does not exhibit the same gender-specific virulence. Future research will seek to determine the mechanism for this behavior.
Nature Communications に掲載されたロイヤル・ホロウェイ大学の研究で、ウイルスは進化の過程で人間の男性と比較して女性に対しては攻撃を弱め、死亡率を低くすることで母親から子供に感染させることを目指すようになった可能性があることが分かりました。日本でよく見られるヒト T リンパ構成ウイルスが男性に白血病を発症させる確率は女性の 3.5 倍です。カリブでも同じウイルスが存在しますが、発症の確率に関して日本のように男女差はありません。このウイルスの行動のメカニズムについては今後も研究が進められる予定です。
Yep.
なんか発症率は3から 5% なんだよね、このウイルス。だから持ってたとしても、まあ、実際に白血病になる確率はそこまで高いわけではない。で、性行為とか母乳、出産でうつるらしいんだけど、まあそれでも感染力はすごい弱いっていうことなんだけど、確かにだから母親、まあ、女性に感染してそのまま殺しちゃうよりもずっとそこに潜伏して、でさらに子供にもうつってとかの方が生存できるもんね、長く。
Right. So they speculate the reason why it there's this gender specific difference in Japan but not in the Caribbean is because Japanese mothers are much more likely to breastfeed, and breastfeeding allows transmission of the virus.
Ah, そういうことなんだ。
But in the Caribbean, they don't breastfeed as much.
へー。
So because the transmission to the child is not as likely, there's not as much value or not as much evolutionary pressure to spare the mother host.
でも結局でも性行為でもうつるってことはさ、男性も大事じゃない？てか発症してそのウイルス持ってる人が死んでしまうっていうのはウイルスにとっては失敗ってこと？
It depends. A lot of viruses that do kill people quite quickly find ways to transmit through the dead person, the corpse. And,
でも例えばこのウイルスみたいにさ、感染力が弱いものの場合、でしかも日本なんて特に何もう死んだらすぐ火葬するからさ、別にそこから、死体から移れるわけでもないしっていう場合は、じゃあその3から 5% も発症させるのやめてよって感じじゃない？自分のためにも。
It's weird. I don't understand the virus well enough, but you know, when it produces symptoms, notice a lot of times the symptoms are like runny nose and sneezing, and you think like, oh, my body's trying to fight it off. You know, my body's trying to get this stuff out of me. That's what we're taught. But really, I think it's more the virus is trying to make you spread the virus. And that's why the symptoms are there. Sometimes, I mean, if you don't have symptoms, the odds of you transmitting the virus to someone else is also much less.
Right.
It's weird. If you look at viruses, the way that they've strategized their own little niche and the way that they operate, how stealthy are they? There's real stealth in the virus world, you know? And then there's guns blazing and try to, you know, just take over as fast as possible strategies too.
ウイルスって本当に不思議だよね。こう見た目もそうだし。
Have you ever seen one?
Like in pictures and stuff, yes.
In real life?
No. Can you?
No.
なんかこうロボットみたいな見た目のやつとかも結構あるじゃん。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like suspension andI mean, the names of the parts are really robotic too. I forget what it is, but there's like base plate and like, I mean, it's just, I forget. I wish I had a diagram here, but
なんかウイルス見てると本当にシミュレーション theory とか。
Yeah, they're basically I mean, viruses are basically self modulating nanomachines or something. And they're nanomachines that operate in the world of information. And they hack cells.
Yeah.
You know, and they inject their own code and they overwrite stuff. They're little robot hackers or something.
Yeah.
Right? And we're still not sure whether they're alive. They could be aliens or something.
Yeah. Could be. Aliens are already here. Oh my god.
They're just really small.
Oh my god.いやだから私のさ猫クマちゃんだってコロナウイルスっていうものが突然変異してなるあの病気、になって死んじゃったんだけど、そのそれもコロナウイルス自体は多くの猫が持っていて、それ自体は別に何も悪くないっていうか、ただそれが変異しちゃうと病気になって、まあ内臓がどんどんフェイルしちゃうんだけど、その変異する理由はもう誰にも分かんない、で結構研究機関とかもちろんあって、まあ、人間ほどじゃない、人間の病気ほどじゃないけど、あの結構みんな寄付したりとかしてファンドもあるし、毎日、ね、科学者の人が研究してるんだけど、それでも分かんないっていう、Yeah, weird.
So mysterious. You know, we watch these nature documentaries and they have, you knowjaguars eating caimans and weird monkeys swinging around and all this, you know, this crazy battle going on between animals and there's migrations and seasonal this and that, right? It's like this, it's this whole crazy thing that we see going on around our scale. But you look at the really tiny microscopic scale on a body and it's like the sameThing is going on. There's these huge battles being fought, enormous battles with hundreds of millions of participants and little robot hackers and little antibody things and all this. It's like, and it's just going on. You don't even notice.
Yeah.
You don't even notice. Yeah. You have a runny nose for like a day and a half. Like, oh, kind of feeling under the weather. There's like this epic war going on.
Yeah. 全然認知とつながってないもんね、そこは。
Yeah.So weird. 次. Research by scientists at Northwestern Medicine have found that the rhythm of breathing affects recall ability as well as emotional processing, and that it produces detectable electrical activity in the brain. Furthermore, the effects were different depending on whether breathing was done through the nose or the mouth. In the study, subjects were shown faces of people expressing either fear or surprise, and also took a memory test.The researchers found that subjects had faster emotional processing for faces expressing fear, as well as better recall in an image memory test if they were encountered while breathing or while breathing in as compared to breathing out. And this was only true for nasal breathing. The researchers point out in their study that humans in a panic state spend more time inhaling as they breathe faster, and that this may enhance fear response.Additionally, they found that when subjects breathed in, it would stimulate neurons across the limbic system in the hippocampus, amygdala, and olfactory cortex.
Northwestern Medicine の科学者チームが、記憶や感情が呼吸のリズムによって影響を受けていること、またそれが脳の電気的活動として検知できることを発見しました。また呼吸の影響は鼻呼吸か口呼吸かによって変化していました。被験者に怖がっている人と驚いている人の顔写真を見せると、怖がっている人の顔を見た時の方が脳の感情の部分は素早く反応していました。また写真の記憶テストを行うと、息を吸っている時の方が息を吐いている時よりも記憶力が上がっていましたが、これは鼻呼吸の時のみ見られる現象でした。研究チームはパニック状態に陥った人間は呼吸が早くなり、息を吸うことにより時間を使い、それにより恐怖に対する反応が鋭くなる可能性があると指摘しています。さらに、人が息を吸うと、脳の海馬扁桃体、嗅皮質において、 大脳辺縁系の神経が刺激されることも分かりました。そもそもさ、人間はなんで口呼吸ができるんだろうね。鼻が詰まるから。
Well, in order that a stuffed nose not be fatal.
なんかさ、猿って口呼吸できるのかな。
I'm sure they can. Yeah.
だってなんか哺乳類で口呼吸できるってすごく珍しいんだよね。その猫とかって犬とかで口からは息してないじゃん。常に鼻呼吸じゃん。まあ、その他もろもろ哺乳類は。
But dogs breathe through their mouth, don't they?
I don't think they're taking in oxygen from their mouth, though.
Why?
I mean, for the sake of breathing.
But isn't their esophagus or their trachea or whatever connected to their lungs? It's the same.
まあ、繋がってはいると思うけど、なんか口から呼吸するって結構哺乳類の中ではレアだっていうのをよく見ない。
Well, my dog would always breathe through her mouth when she was tired. They, you know, they're panting. They stick their tongue out.
ああ、そっかそっか。
Right, and they, I don't know what it's for. I guess to cool down or something.
犬はじゃあ口呼吸できるのか。
I think so.But this, have you noticed any difference in your thinking when you breathe in versus when you breathe out?
What difference?
Have you noticed any difference in your thinking when, while you're breathing in versus while you're breathing out?
いや、そんなの考えたことないよね。
You haven't noticed it, right?
全然考えたことなかった。でも確かにこの吸皮質とかっていうのは確かにと思うよね。だって口から呼吸してる時より鼻から呼吸してる時の方が嗅覚の情報とか入ってくるわけだから、なんか効果的に恐怖に対して反応はできそうな感じは言われてみればするけど、実生活で気づいたことはないよね。ある？
No, but I did yoga at this studio and at the endof the session, we had to do this nasal breathing. And what you do is, I mean, the yogis have been doing this shit for like thousands of years. When I read this study, I was like, holy shit, like they were actually onto something, because it seemed so ridiculous to me at the time. So I was at this yoga thing and you have to pinch your nose, not really pinch your nose, but you have your handkind of like on your nose, and then you block your right nostril and you like breathe in from one side, and then you breathe out, and then you breathe in from the other side and you breathe out, and the inhalation and exhalation are quite long. I mean, you have to take this one breath over like 10 seconds or something,
right?
Not longerAnd then it's followed by periods of like not breathing. Like you don't breathe in, you breathe out, and then you don't breathe in until a while later. But basically the idea is that you like breathe into your stomach and you're breathing only through your nose, and you're alternating which nostril you're using to breathe with. And at the time, it sounds like the dumbest shit ever. Like, why does it matter if I'm breathing through my left nostril or my right nostril? Like, what difference could that possibly make? And this study didn't find any specific difference between left and right nostril. But I think if they looked into that, they would probably find something. Because why are these yogis even doing this shit in the first place? Where it's this, like, this highly specified and highly... It's very rhythmic. So what they're saying in this study is...when you breathe in, and when you breathe in through your nose on a rhythm, you're basically synchronizing that whole part of the whole limbic system. The entire limbic system becomes synchronized. And in the yoga philosophy, this is basically what they've been saying, is that the alternate nostril breathing synchronizes the limbic system, like different parts of your brain, to operate on the same rhythm. And it was like that study we talked about before, how the rhythm with the neuron excitation for sexual stimulus,
mm-hmm.
the same thing is true in other areas of brain activity as well. So you can like do this rhythmic breathing through your nostrils and produce some kind of weird meditative effect, it seems.
Yeah. その右左ってその普段もう片方からしか吸ってないわけじゃん。
What do you mean?
Like, 普通にしてても手とか使わなくてもどっちかからしか吸ってないわけじゃん。鼻の穴。
I don't think so. I breathe through both.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought humans are using it like 交互に。Like not when you're trying to do that, but okay. Like 普通の状態の時、like 普通に息してる時ってさ、片っぽずつ使ってるんじゃないの？
But it changes, no?
そうだから右、今は右、あとで左とか、だから、それが正しい、私がはずっとそう思ってたんだけど、どっかで昔読んだから、それが本当だとしたら、だとしてさらに鼻が詰まってない状態の場合は。
Mm-hmm.
どうやってスイッチしてるんだろうね。なんかそれによってもさ、その強制的にじゃあ今右を閉じて左で嗅ぐとか、左で息をするとかの意味もさ変わってくるじゃん。
Is your body regulating how it clogs one,
well,
one nostril versus the other?
No, not clog, but like not use it.
Mm.
え、違うっけ？嘘それって私
I don't know. I mean this study doesn't really have any implications for the left versus right nostril thing. But it does have a lot of implications for rhythmic nostril breathing and its ability to sort of synchronize the limbic system.
今一番上に出てきた記事では鼻甲介と呼ばれるところが片方ずつ膨張することによって交互に呼吸している。サイクルはだいたい2時間半おき、自律神経によってコントロールされている、だって、
うん、
面白くない？だからやっぱ片っぽずつなんだよ。
Well, I feel like I'm breathing amazingly right now. Both nostrils fully functional.
だからこう吸おうと思ってってやったらどっちもから吸ってるけど、普通に意識してない状態の時は片っぽずつしか使ってないんだよ。
yeah. Maybe whenever I'm not paying attention.
他のサイトにも書いてある、交換されるサイクルは 2.5 時間。へえ。
Well, it's very, I think it's
自律神経
pretty strange that they were able to detect any sort ofelectrical brain activity coinciding with inhalation and exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have that going on and we also have our heartbeat going, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like these weird, then you have like your circadian rhythm and Schumann's resonance and probably a bunch of other weird stuff going on. There's all these little clocks or something.
最近本当このリズムの話多いよね、やっぱり。なんかさっきマイケルも言ったけど、音楽とかセックスとか、その体のリズムと脳がつながっててみたいな話。
I think music unlocks something in people. Music is definitely doing something. I mean, if you think about what music is, just okay, sound, there's little vibrations hitting your head, right?
But、なんかでもさ、音楽が必要な時と必要じゃないフェーズがない？そんなことない？私めっちゃフェーズがあるんだけど、ここ何年とか全然音楽いらないで生きてる。
Really?
なんか本当にいらない
<Huh.
S 1> いらない。なんかすっごい聴いてる時と、なんか音楽聴いたり歌ったりとか、すごいしたいフェーズと、 ここ数年音楽買いもしないし、
うん、
自分の携帯にもそんな入ってないし、なんか全然なくても生きれるなみたいな。
Hmm. What do you think that is? Like, why do you?
わかんない。なんか気づいたらこうなってた。なんか外歩いてる時とかも音楽より、まあ、ラジオとか人が喋ってるのを聞いてる方が楽しいっていうか。
Hmm.
楽しいしなんか癒される。
I think it's partly.I think, I mean, I know girls that get super into music from like a romantic angle, you know. So you meet a new person or something, it's all like, music is huge.
Ah, まあそうだね、
right?
確かにね。
Music is huge. Like all these songs are talking to you and it's like...
そうだね。なんか、まあ恋愛もそうだし、悩んでることとかで、歌詞に共感できるものがいっぱいある、
mm-hmm.
みたいな。感情的に揺さぶられてるときは確かに音楽すごい聴くかもね。今なんか別に恋愛の曲とか聴いてもしょうがないっていうか別になんか
しょうがない
そんな共感したいっていう欲がないからかな、
うん、Maybe you just have to find different music、
うん、
that suits your current headspace whatever that is
だからいらないんだろうねその別に共感する先がなくてもいいっていうか、うん、
Maybe try listening to someclassical music
yeah
no
I'm not that person
no
I'm
you're
not
that,
that
person
posh smart person なんか歌詞がない音楽をまず聴かないしもともと歌詞がすごい重要だからかもね私もともと歌詞に興味ない場合はあんまりか確かになんか最近多いじゃん、なんかパーティー行ってなんちゃらみたいなとかも別にもう今聞かなくていいし、
yeah.
なんか失恋の曲とかも全然いらないしそれかねやっぱ共感だね
Yeah, how do you stay cool? Because it's like it's
without music?
Well, music is just one of those things where you see your taste drift or something and it's like, am I still cool?Am I becoming like an uncool person?
え、なに?音楽で自分のクール度測ってんの?
Well, I was so sure that all this music was so cool when I was younger. And then you get older and it's like, whatever. I don't give a shit about, I don't know, Blink-182 or something. I don't give a shit. Right?
まあ男子の方がそういうのあるのかね。こう、かっこいいみたいなさ。まあラップなりなんなり。なんかイケてるみたいな、
うん、
私もうちょっとなんかこうアルタナティブ系とかを聞いてたからもともとそんなメインストリームじゃない人たちとか
I think the alternative genre is not that good right now
だからそれも全然今もう分かんない、私はもう The Civil Wars が解散してからもう、
well, me neither. I just assume that that's what's happening
そっかなんかすごい好きなバンドが解散しちゃったらもうなんか他を探す意欲がないみたいな。
You know,
なんかめんどくさい。
Before you used to really know if something was cool because everyone would be talking about it around you. People are talking about it. It's like, oh yeah, I got this thing. Or yeah, this artist is so cool.
まあ学生の頃とかそうだよね。
Right?
みんな好きなものが一緒だから。
Yeah. And then in our world now, it's kind of like, people are talking about it on the internet, but people on the internet are stupid. So is it cool? Is it not cool? I don't really know. Like there's that this weirdatmosphere, the buzz around certain things is kind of not really as present as it used to be, right?
まあなんか大人になると自分が好きなものがもう分かっちゃってるからね。なんか別に、
really?
みんなが聞いてるからって自分も聞かなきゃいけないっていうのはないじゃん。あとなんかそういう変なソーシャルプレッシャーもないしね。うちらみたいにこう忘年会でじゃあカラオケに行くから、なんか誰も知らない曲歌ったら KY になっちゃうとか多分サラリーマンはあるかもしれないけど
A lot of people our age are still really, you know, bandwagoning, mi-ha type trend writing people, no?
I don't know. I mean, I
feel like we just assume everyone's like ourselves all the time.
I don't even talk about music anymore with friends. I don't even know what people are listening.
You should reconnect with your music and your rhythmic inner self, right? Stimulate your limbic system.
Yeah. なんかね、そう、別に今いらないね。
You know, cultures that don't listen to any music, usually they have their own thing going on, either chanting or some sort of something
I'm
going
definitely
on.
Not chanting.
No chanting? You could totally go to some of these monasteries and get into like
USA.
The
OM. You, ah, そっち? Ah, でも、ミュージカルは見に行く。明日しかも、明日ちょうど Rent 見に行く。Yes! My favorite.
What's it about? Rent?
What? You know, right? You're just asking me, right?
Oh yeah, for the sake of everyone like me who has no idea what you're talking
Rent
about.
Rent はもうあれだよ、エイズの。まあ、エイズの話って言っちゃうとなんかちょっと違うけど、こう、若者たちの話。こう、ヒッピーみたいな、こう、若者たち。とエイズの話だけど別にすごい重いわけじゃなくて、面白いすごい有名な
Yeah, I've never really gotten into the musical
あとこの間ね、
thing.
Kinky Boots 見に行った日本に来てた時
Kinky Boots
It was one of the best musicals I had ever seen、It's about なんか Kinky Boots って元は何なんだっけ本かな忘れちゃったんだけどまあイギリスで昔ずっと老舗の靴屋さんをやってきた男の人がもう靴屋さんが潰れそうになっちゃってでしょうがなくあのドラッグクイーンのすごいブーツ、だから昔はその男性のサイズのブーツがなかなかなかったから、それを作り始めるっていう話なんだけどあの昔だからもちろんドラッグクイーンに対してすごい差別的な人とかもいるし、まあ、その靴屋さんの中でもそんなの作りたくないみたいな人もいたりとか、っていう中で、まあ、そのドラッグクイーンがデザインしたものを、まあ、一緒に作っていくっていう話なんだけどあのすごい笑えるの面白いの
So it's a story about drag queen's boots
そう、
hmm.
あのすっごい良かったこれもすごい有名で多分トニー賞とかいっぱい取ってるんだけど本当に普通に笑える、しそのドラッグクイーンの役の人も実際にトランスジェンダーだったりして、あのすごい上手だったしやっぱいいよねそういうなんかソーシャルイシューをちゃんと絡めてでも笑えるようにミュージカルにするっていうのはまあ Rent もそうだし他にもいろいろあるけど
Wait, so what's Rent about?
HIV and poor kids, like hippie-ish kids. いいよ。すごいいい。あれは曲がすごいいい。Rent はね。なんかこうさ、エンターテインメントなんだけど、無駄じゃないっていうかさ、なんかただのエンターテインメントじゃなくて、ちゃんとメッセージとか意味があるみたいなやつが私は好き。
Yeah.
でなんかしかも暗くないなんかただただ悲壮な感じとか
I can't even begin to imagine like how you make a musical about these drag queen boots but I mean apparently they did so I mean that's
yeah it was really good
that's miraculous
で見てる人のテンションもすごい良くて日本だけどみんなノリノリだったから楽しかったやっぱいいよねなんかこうライブでパフォーマンスしてるっていうのが好きなんかその場で本当に人が歌ってるわけじゃん当たり前なんだけど映画とかと違って、何回もこうコピーされて再生されてるわけじゃなくて、もうその一回こっきり
Yeah, I felt weird the other day just like you know there's people that play instruments and sing and stuff on the street and sometimes they're pretty goodBut they're not really making any money doing that, right? But you'll pay and you'll go to some event and then, you know, they have the whole soundtrack queued up already and this person just kind of sings with their, you know, they have the voice, like voiceover and all this stuff. And it's like, I mean, if I'm really being honest, it's almost like the platform for presentation was better with the person on the street that played a real instrument and you know, sang their own song.
まあそうだよね。まあなんかどこまで本当にそのパフォーマンスを見に行ってんのかっていうのもあるよね。 だから例えば、yeah. 私がラスベガスでブリトニー見に行った時とかは全部口パクなわけよもはや、
yeah.
で今ちょっとやる気を取り戻してちゃんと踊ってるらしいんだけど、その全然やる気なくてちゃんと踊ってなかったピリオドがあって、私が行った時はたまたままだそのフェーズにいたので、彼女は疲れちゃってるフェーズ、mm. だからちゃんと踊ってもないし歌ってもないんだけど、すごいお客さんが入って、でもなんかその場が楽しいっていうだけなんだよね。だから別に彼女の歌を本当に聴きたくて言ってるっていうよりは、もうなんかその場に、あ、本物のブリちゃんだみたいな。
Yeah, it's becoming this weird brand thing.
そうそうそうそう。
More and more, it's becoming about the like the experience as a whole. So like.
だからまあ全員が全員じゃないけど、場合によってはそう。別にそのパフォーマンス求められてないみたいな。
You've seen these like huge festivals recently, like the what is it, Electric Daisy Carnival and like all these crazy Burning Man and whatnot. They have live shows, but it's really about these huge stages and like lights and crazy pyrotechnics and all this other stuff that they're doing now. Like people are going to these events just to experience. It's like Daft Punk or something.
Yeah. Burning Man is not a concert show, though.
No, they have music there.
But they do they have, though. Like, famous people perform there?
I think
I've
so.
I've never heard of that. Oh, okay.
I think so. I mean, it's not like these other more music-dedicated things. Burning Man has a lot of just whatever weird stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there is this weird shift towards like, I'm going for the experience, you know, I'm going for the whole, the total thing.
まあそれはそれでいいと思うけどね。
Yeah.
ただ別に、そうね、なんか歌がすごい上手とか、そういうのが本当に求められてるかって言うとそうでもない場合もよね。まあだから DJ のパフォーマンスとかもそうだし、なんか正直私は生でこれを見る意味あるのかなって思っちゃった。
Seeing DJs?
うん、なんか楽しいよ、もちろん。
Uh-huh.
楽しいけど、なんか、
yeah.
その生のスキルっていうのがどれぐらい求められるものなのか、私は DJ のこと全然わかんないから。
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, you know, you've got Steve Aoki just like twisting a knob.
Yeah, そうそう。So, 本当そう。And like jumping around the stage.
Yeah.
So,
like sometimes they're nowhere near the tables.
そうそう。だからチェーンスモーカーズとか私もそれこそ見に行ってすっごい楽しかったのね。Mm-hmm. すっごい楽しいんだけど、あの人たちがステージで実際何してるのか分かんないから、
mm-hmm.
歌ってるわけじゃないし、mm-hmm. なんかこう CD を流してるのと、
oh, really?
どう違うのか正直、
huh.
これを DJ の人が聞いたらすごい怒るのかもしれないけど、
they don't have a band or
No, it's just two of them、mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, DJing is something where it's almost like you have to be a DJ to understand whether or not the DJ is DJing or not.
Yeah,
right?
そうそうそう。わかんないんだよね。
Yeah, because you can sort of fake it, and most people aren't going to be able to tell.
そう、あの素人にはわかんないから。
But I think there was a picture of, I want to say it was Aoki, but it might have been somebody else. But there are pictures of these DJs up there that have their whole set and stuff.And then someone took a really close-up picture, and it's like the tables aren't even connected to the mixer and stuff. Like, there's weird stuff going on. Like, it's just... It, like, sometimes they're not even using the setup. It's like just totally pre-recorded, but...
まあ、だから雰囲気だよね。
And then with DJs, you know, you have also, like, the CDJ...And then there's like iPad DJing is
right,
like
right.
a thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the iPad DJing, I'm sure it takes a lot of skill, but it just looks like you're rubbing the screen with an iPad because that's what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
そうだね。なんかその生のオーケストラみたいな風にこうパッと見て分かりやすいものじゃないもんね。Mm-hmm. なんかあ、バイオリン弾いてるなみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
そうそう、面白いよね、ちょっと。
Mm-hmm.
お話終わりですか?
Yeah. Have you seen what Trump's up to? He brought in a bunch of advisors from
Facebook とかね。
Yeah.
シェリル・サンドバーグ。あと、まあ、いろんなテックの会社だよね。
Yeah, including Elon as well.
Ooh.
Should be interesting.
どういう顔で喋るんだろうね、二人とも。 その二人組って
no one knows, but it's getting pretty interesting.
気まずいね、
yeah.
今日は12月15日だからまだ今年もあと2週ありますね、mm-hmm. 2回木曜日が、
mm-hmm.
ある OK 今日これから特別編撮るもんね、
yep.
それいつ流すか分かんないけど、mm-hmm. まあ来年かね
Probably、
まあ、今年だってあと2週しかないもんね、
mm-hmm.
Yeah
Wait, next week is not 特別編, right?
No. It's 29日が特別編。だから来週も特別編にしてもいいけど、どうする? まあそれ今ここで喋んなくていい。
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone と、Apple、Mac と Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください、単発で買うこともできるし、月額240円で全部読み放題という激安プランもやっています、
yep.
あと LINE のスタンプマイケルが作った渾身の力作もぜひお願いします。バイリンガルニュース猫星人スタンプです。あと Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやっていますのでぜひフォローお願いします。
お願い
します。質問はツイッターでしていただけると返しやすいです。インスタグラムにもね結構いろいろ写真載せてるから、
うん、
うちの猫の写真とか猫の写真とか猫の写真とか、
うん、You're gonna add more, yeah?
Yeah.
猫の写真
It's just gonna increase、
yeah.
はい、終わり、
はい、
Bye
Bye